Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball four. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day now catching. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-1 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen bunts for an out. Herman moves to third. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Hal Schumacher pinch runs for Gus Mancuso. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hubbell for the out. Schumacher moves to third. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Spencer now catching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 2 in the game. Leslie hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herman bunts towards first. Leslie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Dick Bartel. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitehead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig now playing shortstop. Frank Gabler now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 3 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.